I'm not sure why it is, but yesterday morning I woke up and my foot hurt terribly. So that every step I take, it hurts. By the end of the night last night, I thought I might not even be able to go through today. It hurts so bad. In the back of my mind, I kept listening to my mother's voice saying, "Offer it up." Now, I didn't really mean that as a joke. I didn't mean that as a joke, but you know how mothers tend to say that, "Offer it up." Just think about Jesus, she would say. He had it worse. So many people have it worse, actually. What seems to be kind of a rustic spirituality at this moment when we are confronted with the cross and the crucifixion of Jesus becomes very real, doesn't it? So at the beginning of this homily today, I want us to pause for a moment. I want you to think about all of the people that you know who are sick, all the people that you know who are suffering. Let's think of all the people that we know who have cancer and diseases that don't have cures. People who are dependent upon procedures to stay alive. People who have pain. For those who are going to listen to this homily online, I want you to know that we are all praying for you at this moment here in this church. Because I have a number of friends who are very sick right now. And what I've decided to do is I've decided to hold them close to my thoughts throughout this Holy Week. I have worked on a discipline to try to recall their names throughout this time. And I want you to know that I have discovered that it does feel kind of like a burden. If you want to, write down the names of the people that you've been thinking about and carry it in your pocket all this week. And I want you to realize that if you feel a heaviness or a sadness, that the burden that you carry is the cross. But for some reason, when we were growing up, we were all taught that the cross we are to carry is our own. And I want to say today that that's not true. Because Jesus didn't carry his own cross. He carried my cross. He carried our cross. So you and I are called to carry the crosses of others. Let the Gospel of Luke, as you read it this week, the passion narrative that we just listened to, allow it to bring home for you the meaning of sacrifice and salvation. Because salvation is expensive. And the price has been paid. The author of love was counted among the wicked. The fellowship that he knew with his disciples at the beginning of the gospel today suddenly turns into betrayal and denial. Perhaps you have known what it means to be betrayed or denied. Jesus prays a desperate prayer all alone. Perhaps you have known that experience as well. Jesus knows many kinds of abuse at the hands of others. Perhaps you have been abused. Jesus is lied about. He's the object of hatred and jealousy. Does that sound familiar to you? Jesus was basically invisible, wasn't he? He was standing right there. They took him to see Herod, and Herod just wanted to see a miracle. He didn't even see the man who stood before him. The one who had helped his own people come out of Egypt, his people now choose slavery to Caesar again and do not acknowledge him. What strikes me about this Gospel of St. Luke is it's this tornado of emotions. If you think about it, how fast it's over, isn't it? There's all of this talk about the decision, the discernment that's being made about what's going to happen to Jesus. And then once that decision is made, it is over within minutes. There's the mourning of the women, the sorrow of Mary. It happens so fast. There's the ridicule and the mercy of the two thieves who are crucified on either side of Jesus. And there is mercy from Jesus. And there is forgiveness from Jesus. And there is peace and silence. This week I ask you to come to terms with your own feelings of having been betrayed or falsely accused or rejected or ridiculed, any pain or sickness that you might have, any struggle that you have in your life, any feeling of being lost or abandoned. And I want you to quickly remind yourself that Jesus has now been in all of these places before us. If you are in one of these places right now, I want you to look for Jesus because he is there. Have you found him? He is waiting, even in the moment of death, because he has been there. My homily on Friday evening at 7:30 is going to be about death. But the point of it is, it was all of these sins and all of these sufferings that he carried on the way to Calvary, all of it. It wasn't his cross, it was ours. And like Jesus, you and I are called to learn how to carry the crosses of other people, not in a selfish way to carry our own, but to carry the crosses of others. So call to mind the names of those you know and love. Put them on a piece of paper if necessary. Carry them with you all this week. And I think you'll discover that not only will your own foot hurt not nearly as much, once it's in perspective, right? But the result will be the miracle that Herod was looking for but didn't see. Because you'll know that Jesus is right there with you in the middle of all of it. Mercy, forgiveness, peace, and on the other side, life.